Blog Talk Radio.
Check me out. Follow me on Twitter at RomanDH and my website, RodolfoRoman.com, or on Facebook, Facebook.com/RodolfoRRoman. Welcome to another episode of The Roman Show. This is episode number 7. We're moving along real quick today because we have a packed show. We will be discussing mixed martial arts on this Wednesday evening here in South Florida as we dodged another bullet. Apparently, we're not going to be getting Irene. We rear naked choked it, and we're staying clear. We might have some wins or something like that, but we'll be okay. Thank you very much for that, and for my folks over there in Puerto Rico and Latin America who were affected by the hurricane, God bless you guys, and I'm sure you're doing all right. And on a very very special note, tomorrow's event, Fight Time Promotions Play Hard Thursdays, will not take place, but it will continue the $25,000 tournament on September 15th. So make sure you purchase your tickets right now at clubplaysouthbeach.com, and we will be at Revolution Live in Fort Lauderdale on September 8th. So we got two shows in the amateur levels for Fight Time Promotions, September 8th and September 15th. And tonight, speaking about Fight Time Promotions, we're going to have the main event of Fight Time number 7, The Return, and it will be the return of Mr. Dean Thomas, UFC veteran, who will be calling in shortly here at The Roman Show, episode number 7. I want to get down straight to the point in the news in the mixed martial arts world. Folks, everything is ready. The stage is set. Brazil is ready to host UFC Rio. And headlines are all over the internet, rumors, speculations. But we have a very amazing card featuring the champ Anderson Silva versus Yoshin Okami for the middleweight title, followed by Forrest Griffin versus Mauricio Shogun Rua, part 2. We got Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira versus Brandon Schaub, Edson Barbosa versus Ross Pearson, Luis Kane versus Stanislav Nadkov. And on the preliminary card, which will be airing in Spike TV, and if you're listening in New York, it's actually going to be on Times Square. They're going to be showing the live preliminary card in Times Square. They're going to be showing Spencer Fisher versus Thiago Tavares and Dan Miller versus Rosmir Pajars. It's going to be exciting. UFC Rio, you don't want to miss it. Again, hopefully here in Miami, Florida, we don't feel none of this hurricane winds or tropical depression weather, so we can see this card, because it's going to be amazing, folks. Quick news, Bellator champ Eddie Alvarez could soon avenge his only loss. The Bellator lightweight champion will possibly fight against Shinya Aoki in 2012. Bout agreements have been distributed, and both fighters are expected to sign. Alvarez and Aoki met on New Year's Eve 2008. Japanese submission specialist ended the American's night early, slapping on a tight heel hook and forcing Alvarez to submit in just 92 seconds. Alvarez has been undefeated ever since. In Bellator news also, Bellator featherweight champion Joe Warren enters the bantamweight tournament and looks to be the first man in history to hold two Bellator belts. He will face off against Miami native, he's actually from Cuba, but lives in Miami, an undefeated fighter, Alexis Vila, next month. You can see that on MTV2. And also turning out to the UFC, after Brazil sold out UFC Rio in just 74 minutes, the company plans to return next year to Manaus. The show is expected to go down at the Convention Center of Manaus, which has the capacity to hold 100,000 spectators. If it happens, it will break the record of largest attendance to watch MMA. Japan currently holds that record. A foot injury won't be allowing Josh Thompson from participating in the September 10th Strikeforce Heavyweight Grand Prix semifinals. In other news, two lightweight heavyweight bouts have been added to the UFC 139 event. Ryan Bader will face off against Jason Brills, while Stefan Bonner squares off against Kyle Kingsbury. Heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez will put his belt on the line against Junior Dos Santos on that pay-per-view. And now turning, as we mentioned earlier today, speaking a little bit about the UFC Rio, Kyle Sonnen, who has a very loud mouth, won't be traveling south to Brazil to support Yoshin Okami versus Anderson Silva. Now, we all heard what Kyle Sonnen was saying about the Brazilians, saying some really nasty stuff about them, but nonetheless, Sonnen said a major sponsor of Okami's requested he not attend the pay-per-view event, which takes place Saturday at Rio's HSBC Arena. A source with knowledge of the situation told MMA Junkie, a Brazil-based MMA brand, threatened to pull the Japanese fighter sponsorship if Sonnen attended. Alrighty then, so that will be a couple of days until we hear about Sonnen, who called out, he's called out basically all of Brazil. And if there's a video on YouTube, if you get a chance, in which he makes fun of the Nogueiras, he makes fun of the Silvas. Trust me, when you see that video, you're going to have second thoughts about Kyle Sonnen, who's a very entertaining fighter when it comes to speaking. But is that what MMA wants to portray? It's kind of highly doubtful. All right, folks. Dana White was here in Miami, Florida. He's giving a couple of information about the UFC and what's expected in Rio. In fact, I just got a tweet here from Bruce Buffer that he is stuck in the Miami airport due to the weather. Hopefully Bruce Buffer can go out there and get in time there. We wish him a safe flight. And Dana White, too, who was here in Miami, Florida, actually he was seen in on Univision and on Telemundo and another radio station down here in Miami, Florida, as he prepares to head on over to Brazil. Now, in just a few minutes or short seconds or something like that, a very, very short time, we're going to have UFC veteran Dean Thomas call in. Dean Thomas announced earlier this month, fight time number 6, that he will be returning to the cage. UFC veteran Dean Thomas is a man who has fought in the UFC over 10 times. He has fought against former lightweight champion BJ Penn and holds a victory over Matt Serra, Clay Guida, and former champ Jens Pulver. He holds a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu under Ricardo Laborio. He now fights out of Florida and trains with American Top Team. He also is a part-time breakdancer and was featured on films. He was a part of the Ultimate Fighter 4. Thomas was scheduled to fight boxer Ricardo Mayorga and Shine Fight, but never went through after Don King was granted an injunction preventing Mayorga from fighting. Now he will step inside the Fight Time cage. Now it's an exciting moment. I actually had the opportunity to stand inside the cage while Dean Thomas announced his return, and the audience reacted with a very shocking awe as they were surprised to hear the words that Mr. Dean Thomas will once again return inside the cage. Make sure you purchase your tickets for that event. That's on October 7th, Friday, this coming October. You can purchase your tickets at fighttimepromotions.com. It's going to be an exciting show that you do not want to miss. God willing, I will be out there hosting the event for Fight Time Promotions, so you want to make sure you purchase your tickets. And again, Dean Thomas is just one person who has been mentioned that will be part of this show. So who knows what's going to happen as from here on out. It's still too soon, folks. All right, now turning to the UFC as we wait for the phone call of Mr. Dean Thomas. Now, a lot of people are jumping the gun on UFC Rio. They're kind of they are underestimating Yoshin Okami, in which Anderson Silva lost to him a while back. In fact, that it's his only loss in his career to Shinokami, and that came out of controversy. Nonetheless, people have already said that Anderson Silva, whose last victory came against Vitor Belfort, and Okami's last victory came against Nate Markoy. People have said that Anderson Silva, check this out. This is something that has raised a lot of eyebrows. People have said that Anderson Silva, in less than 2 months, will be fighting against Dan Henderson on the debut of UFC on Fox. Now, that's a little bit too much to get carried away. Shinokami is a person you can't underestimate. He has already come out in the public and said that after Saturday's fight, he will be known as the best fighter of Japan. The world of mixed martial arts, you can't underestimate anyone. Shinokami has the ability, just like any other fighter in the UFC, to beat Anderson Silva. Let's go back to Kyle Sonnen. A lot of people underestimated Kyle Sonnen, although they were entertained by his mouth. Kyle Sonnen took it to Anderson Silva. Fortunately, he made a wrong move, and as a wrestler, he got caught in submission, tapped out. So don't knock Shinokami out of a victory, because you don't know what's going to happen. Let's not jump the gun. We don't know if Anderson Silva will be fighting Dan Henderson in the UFC debut on Fox. But then again, it would be an exciting fight. All right, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, on the line, we have my man, UFC veteran, Mr. Dean Thomas. Dean, how are you doing tonight?
Man, I'm doing all right, you know. I actually dialed the wrong number and called you. I was trying to duck you.
Dean, always a class act. Dean, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Man, it's a pleasure to be on the show.
I want to go ahead and be cocky about it, but is my interview the first one you do as you announce your return aside from Sherdog?
Yeah, it is, you know. This is the first one. And that was actually by default because Michaela Page had actually scheduled me to go on her show last night, but I was training and I forgot.
There you go. So I get the honor.
Yeah, she's so mad at me.
We'll get the honor to interview UFC veteran Dean Thomas on his announcement of returning to the cage. Dean, what made you come back? It has been a year and something since we last heard of you in the MMA community. Were you going to fight Ricardo Mayorga in Shine Fight, but that didn't happen. Tell me how this all came about, and tell me about the relationship you have with Fight Time. And what made you decide to fight in Fight Time promotions?
Well, here's the thing is, you know, I'm not done fighting. And I had every intention on coming back. I just didn't know where the right opportunity would present itself to me. And, you know, I've been working with Fight Time, you know, since Fight Time 1 for a year now. So I had always been training the whole time. I stay in shape. I stay ready. And I was going to come back and like I said, I just didn't know when the right opportunity was going to be. And then Howard Davis, he called me up Monday. Actually, yeah, Howard called me up using Carlos' phone. and he's like, hey, man, we want you to fight. And I was like, the funny thing is that I want to fight. So I told him I would do it. And, you know, and they said, let's make it happen for the next one. And here I am, you know. I'm, you know, getting in shape, ready to, you know, go back to work. And I feel so good now because it's been so long since I had something to really focus on and be motivated for. And, you know, and I'm the type of person, I need something. I need a project in my life because without a project in my life, you know, I just feel, you know, less than a human being. So now I got a project, I got something to focus on, and, you know, I just can't wait to put on a good show.
And, Dean, your last win came in January 2010, I guess, Dustin Pigg. Now you're on a three winning streak. You're looking for your fourth win in a row.
Yeah, you know, I don't even like to look at it like that. I just go out there and fight. I don't try to look at it like, oh man, I'm in a four fight winning streak and so on and so forth. You know, I just go out there and fight. You know, like because like fighting to me is so natural because I train so much. It feels like I'm almost just like training and like. So when I'm training, I don't look at it like, oh man, I tapped out five guys in a row. It's like, I don't look at it like that. And when it comes to fighting, I don't look at it like that. Like, I expect myself to win, so I don't even count them, really, you know. So, the thing is, I just want to compete well.
Dean, South Florida is a hotbed for MMA. There's a lot of promotions. I mean, they're growing like plants down here. But why Fight Time?
You know, well, one, I've been associated with Fight Time since the beginning. And in my opinion, Fight Time is definitely one of the best shows in Florida. You know, I don't want to say South Florida because, you know, the Florida scene is a big scene in itself, and I think Fight Time is one of the front runners when it comes to top shows in Florida, not just South Florida, but all of Florida. And you know, and Howard Davis has always been a father figure and a mentor to me, and you know, I want to help that show succeed as much as I can, whether it's on either side of the cage. So, you know, and this time, you know, I've been on the outside of the cage for so long that, like, I'm just dying to get back in. So I can't wait. I'm chopping away. I'm scratching. I just can't wait to get back inside.
And Dean, do we know of an opponent yet, or is it too early to call?
It's too early to call. You know, we got some hits out, and a couple guys have been interested in it. It's not like about a fear thing. You know, guys are professional now, and guys fight to make a living. It's just a matter of you know, if the opportunity is right for them, the timing is right for them in their careers, and you know, if they're even available. I know there's a ton of guys out there that are interested in fighting me because, you know, they know that, you know, I always come to fight. I put up a good fight, and, you know, if they fight me, it's always going to be, you know, something interesting that happens.
All right, Dean, your record right now stands at 33-8 losses. If you were to look back, who would you like to get vengeance against?
You know, nobody, really, you know. I don't even look at those as like losses as like, oh man, because when you look at losses like that and you want to try to get revenge against these guys, you almost don't give the guy enough credit and respect for beating you, and you almost kind of want to say, you know, it was a fluke. And I never like to look at it like that. I like to keep looking forward. If anything, you know, guys that I have fought that I wouldn't mind fighting again because it was a good fight or a fun fight. You know, like, and this was a fight that I won, and that was Clay Guida. That was a good, fun fight. And, I mean, obviously now I think he's improved a lot since we fought the first time. You know, a fight against him would actually be kind of fun to do.
Yeah, Clay Guida's a beast, man. He's nonstop, dude.
Yeah. So, and I think that would be a fun fight. And it wasn't because many people, he thought he won the fight. I thought I won the fight. I ended up winning in the judges' eyes. I mean, it was close enough. But, you know, again, like, I ain't even stressing that. I'm just saying, like, I think that would be a fun fight. Even if we never fought before, I think a fight with a guy like that would be a fun fight.
Absolutely. And, folks, I talked to Dean several times at the Fight Time promotion shows, and he's a great person, great personality, and he's very talented. I was reading that you're also a breakdancer. You're an actor, and you do improvised comedy. I mean, you're everywhere, Dean.
Yeah, well, you know, I do like, I don't break dance. I don't break dance, but I have acted before, and I've had my hands in the entertainment industry a little bit like that. I do improv, short form and long form improv with a group called Mod 27. So, I just try to keep my life as simple and as fun as possible. You know, you get one chance in life, you know what I'm saying? And every day it goes by really fast. So, like, I try to maximize the amount of fun I can have in a day, whether it's training or doing improv, pretending to be somebody else.
Absolutely, indeed. What's up with one more question? What's up with this Bimbo Slice alias I read about? I saw that on YouTube.
That's one of my characters.
That's one of your characters out there. Tell me about Bimbo Slice.
Well, I started growing my beard out, and I said, you know, I look like, I started like Kimbo Slice. So what happened was, you know, and during our summer camp, we had a kind of a finale. So what I did was I showed up with summer camp kids for the finale where they all had an opportunity to fight with me in our summer camp. And I showed up not as Dean Thomas. And believe me, they didn't even think it was Dean Thomas. They really thought it was a guy named Dean Bo Slice. So I showed up as Dean Bo Slice. I filmed it. I made a video of it. And, you know, it's on YouTube right now. If anybody wants to check that out, Dean Bo Slice, you know. He's a real guy. You know, when I turned in Dean Bo Slice, I really or really embody the character of Dimbo Slice.
So you're not fighting as Dimbo Slice come October 7th, right?
No, no, no. When it comes October 10th, you know, the beard might have to come off, and I might have to, you know, put these skills together and see what happens, you know, because, you know, I take my fight. When it comes to fight, I take my fight career very serious. You know, everything else in life I don't take very serious, but when it comes to my fight career, I take that very serious. But the only thing that I like to do in fights and everything else I like to do is I like to entertain, whether it's, you know, when I'm doing, you know, improv comedy or I'm fighting, I like to entertain. And that's one thing I'm going to do with the fight, too, is I'm going to entertain the crowd.
Well, there you go. Thank you so very much, Dean. Dean, you want to plug something, your website, your Twitter?
Yeah. Well, you know what? If you guys, anybody listening out, you want to reach out to me, you know, every time I do a radio, you know, I tell everybody reach out to me, and I get a lot of people to reach out, and I always get back to everybody. You know, you can just kind of Facebook that / Dean Thomas. Twitter is just / Dean Thomas. Everything is / Dean Thomas. So just reach out. Dean spelled D-I-N Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. D-I-N-T-H-O-M-A-S. Just reach out to me, and I'll let you guys know what's up.
There you go. Dean, thank you so very much. We appreciate you taking some time off your hard work. I know you're preparing for your October 7th fight at the War Memorial Auditorium, part of Fight Time 7, The Return for Fight Time Promotions. Dean, thank you so very much. And the next time I see you,
thank you, man. I can't wait to get
inside the cage.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you, Dean. Have a good night. Thank you, sir. All right, we have one caller on the line here, the Roman Show number 7, episode number 7. Folks, we're looking for sponsorship, too. If you want to sponsor your company, your T-shirt brand, whatever it may be, feel free to email me at romandh@yahoo.com. RomanDH@yahoo.com. Quick caller here real quickly. Caller, are you there?
This is Angel Cordero from the MMA Truth in Puerto Rico. How are you, Rodolfo?
How are you, Angel? Para la gente de Puerto Rico, ¿cómo estamos? Everything all right? I know you guys survived Irene. We dodged the bullet out here. Everything okay over there, Angel?
We're still without power until Friday, at least at, you know, in the area where I live, but we're okay.
That's good, man. We know about hurricanes, and we do not like them. All right, now let's talk about something positive. Tell me first and foremost, what are your thoughts on UFC Rio? What are your picks, and do you think people are jumping the gun by saying Anderson Silva will fight Dan Henderson when the UFC debuts on Fox?
Well, that all depends if he wins. You know, he has to beat Eugene Okami first. I don't see Okami being able to beat Anderson Silva, actually, but I think it's a pretty bold statement to bring Dan Henderson back to the UFC and pin him up against Anderson Silva. It's going to be interesting if it's going to be title defense or what's going to happen with Dan's belt, you know?
Absolutely.
As far as UFC Rio, of course, Brazil is where the essence of MMA started, and you know, it's a thrill as much for us as for them as fans, but the truth is, I can't wait to have UFC come back to Puerto Rico.
Ah, there you go, Angel. And I know the MMA is huge over there in Puerto Rico. I was actually in San Juan not too long ago, and I saw a lot of people there wearing their Affliction shirts and Tap Out shirts, so it's pretty big. Angel, tell me a little bit real briefly, as we almost got to go, real briefly on how the population is accepting MMA in Puerto Rico.
Well, you know, if you look back in time, UFC 8 was, you know, up until the day it happened, it was the biggest gate in UFC history, and it remained that way until UFC 40. Up until this day, UFC 8 is one of the most important UFC events in the history of UFC, and you know, MMA, combat sports in general in Puerto Rico are huge. You know, you know the boxing background, but MMA is huge, and it's, you know, we're now starting to develop new talent here, and it's only a matter of time before we see true Puerto Rican champions in mixed martial arts.
Angel, well, thank you very so much for calling in under this Hurricane Irene. I hope you get your power in time to see UFC Rio. You have a website. You want to plug it? Tell the fans?
Yeah, well, for MMA news and opinions, you go to www.themmatruth.com.
Angel, thank you so very much, and the line is always open for you. All right, we're back here next Wednesday. Thank you so very much, and follow my man Angel. Thank you, and good night over there in Puerto Rico. I know you guys are 1 hour ahead of us here in Miami, Florida.
Thank you so very much, Angel.
Stay safe.
Take care.
All righty, folks, we have one caller on the line before we get going. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good, and you?
Great, great. What's your topic today? You have something in mind to talk about?
Yeah, I
just wanted
to...
We're talking about MMA and UFC.
Yeah, I saw you announce Fight Time 6, and I was just kind of mad. I was wondering what's up with the other guy. It looked like he was trying to steal your limelight.
I don't know. I don't carry the show, but thank you so very much for the support. I appreciate that. You're a big UFC fan? MMA fan?
My boyfriend is a bigger fan than I am, but I do enjoy it.
Great, great. Well, go ahead, tell your boyfriend to keep it tuned to the Roman Show because he's going to get exclusive MMA news that he won't hear anywhere else. You can go ahead and plug him as we speak, RodolfoRoman.com or on Twitter at RomanDH. All righty, sweetheart?
Awesome.
Well, thank you so very much, and you have a good night. All right, folks, as you can see, we had a jam-packed show today. We had Dean Thomas, UFC veteran, call in. He told us he's ready for action. He's been counting down the days to get inside the cage. It's been since 2010 of January since we saw last see this man inside the cage. And folks, you can expect a lot of fire coming from this man. Man who has a lot of heat in his hands, Howard Davis Jr., professional boxer and Olympic gold medalist, told me at one of the shows at Fight Time Promotions that he calls him the ghost because he's so fast. He's so fast with his hand, you don't know where he's going to go. He's just that darn quick. Folks, follow me on Twitter at RomanDH. Visit my website, RodolfoRoman.com, or on Facebook, Facebook.com/RodolfoRRoman. We're looking for sponsorship if you feel if this is the venue you need, and trust me, it is. We reach out to everyone in the MMA community, the community itself, the professional wrestling world. We are there. This is a Roman Show, and we give an opportunity to everyone out there in the world. As you saw, we have a person calling from Puerto Rico. We had a person call the other day from Pennsylvania. We had a person call from all over the United States, even the Caribbean overseas. So the Roman Show can officially be called the international show. We are touching places where other radio programs or internet radio programs are not reaching. Even amidst the torrential rain of a hurricane with no power, people still tune in to the Roman Show. There is your proof, as Angel from Puerto Rico called us, and he's looking forward to once again having the UFC in his island. All right, folks, again, at RomanDH. Yeah, Twitter or Facebook, facebook.com/RodolfoRoman or my website, RodolfoRoman.com. If you want to sponsor again, email me at RomanDH@Yahoo.com. RomanDH@Yahoo.com. We appreciate your listening here tonight on The Roman Show. We will be back this Sunday to talk UFC Rio. You don't want to miss it. Great show. Make sure you see it and make sure you have a lot of things to say because I'm sure a lot of things will be mentioned here on The Roman Show on an exclusive show for Sunday. Special UFC Rio Aftermath. We'll see you next time here on The Roman Show. Good night, folks, from sunny and warm and muggy Miami, Florida.
We walk alone in the unknown. We live.